Hello, this is Denise Yon, and welcome to the Brand is Business Bites podcast. The Brand is Business Bites podcast gives you a taste of insights and information about brands, businesses, and the people who work on them. It's available on iTunes. For more stuff for your brain to chew on, please visit my website at deniseleeyon.com. Today's podcast is A Brand Loyalty 180. Starbucks' latest announcement that they are revamping their rewards program has sparked quite a debate in the blogosphere. Some people commend the move as a smart one in that Starbucks is combining its gold card and rewards programs into one, thus eliminating the annual fee of the gold card and simplifying things going from two programs to one. Others criticize the change as actually making it more complicated and in some cases rewarding less frequent customers over more loyal ones. All this talk about rewards programs has made me think of a post that I had written earlier this year called A Brand Loyalty 180. It offers a challenge to any brand seeking to increase customer loyalty and points to how programs like Starbucks' new one seem to take the wrong tact. Here's the original post in its entirety. The branded versus private label product debates of late has got me thinking about brand loyalty recently. And then I came across a great post by a former colleague, David Murphy. David and I worked together when I headed up brand and strategy for Sony Electronics, and David was the president of Y&R Irvine. He's now got his own shop, Barry DeRosio Murphy, the agency behind the new United Airlines work. David's post turned the concept of brand loyalty on its head, asking, "Want brand loyalty? Be loyal to customers." What a provocative concept. Many companies have programs to foster customers' loyalty to them. But what about actively fostering our own company's loyalty to our customers? David goes on to applaud United's Mileage Plus program for demonstrating loyalty to frequent flyers by fast-tracking them through check-ins and security lines and waiving baggage fees. I don't share David's enthusiasm for frequent flyer programs, perhaps because those platinum handcuffs haven't done much for me lately. But I do think we can look at customer loyalty programs, and by doing a 180 on them, we can identify ways to be more loyal to our customers. If we expect our customers to, one, go out of their way to buy from us, two, pay more for what we have to offer, and three, continue choosing us even faced with tempting offers from the competition, then perhaps we need to do the same thing to them. Number one, go out of our way to do things for our customers. Some ideas, providing services after hours so that we're available whenever our customers need us. Or instituting power hours like Home Depot is doing now, during which employees do nothing else like stocking shelves or cleaning besides serving customers. Or maybe even offering to hand deliver or at least overnight ship products that are out of stock at no cost. Notice I didn't say no additional costs. That's right, if we don't have the product a customer wants, maybe we should give it to them for free as soon as it arrives in an attempt to make up for that inconvenience. Perhaps we need to, too, pay more for our customers. Some ideas, providing personalized service through a designated sales rep who knows me, helps me make better purchases, and customize the products to my taste. Or comping, quote, vetted value services. For example, my car repair shop always does a 10-point inspection and a free car wash whenever they work on my car. Or maybe even biting the bullet and not increasing prices when a company's costs increase. And three, perhaps we should continue serving existing customers well, even as we seek to acquire new ones. Some ideas, offering equivalent or better deals than the ones we run to promote trial by new customers. Or acknowledging and thanking customers for the continued patronage. Yes, I literally mean saying thank you. And perhaps doing follow-ups on their purchases to ensure they're satisfied with them. I realize we can't do all of these things or do them for every customer, but I do think we need to consider how we can demonstrate our loyalty to our most important customers, not always the most profitable or the highest sales drivers, mind you. Let's make customer relationship management a two-way relationship. After all, mutual loyalty is what makes personal relationships so rewarding. A brand's relationships with its customers should be no different. That's it for today. Thanks for listening to the Brand as Business Bites podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes so your brain will always be filled with good stuff to chew on. For more information or to contact me directly, please visit my website at deniseleeyan.com. Take care, and thanks again.